This is the Christmas card that we gave out to all of our staff members here, our parish and school staff. You probably can't see it, but on the front there's a little picture of the wise men riding on their camels. There's the Star of Bethlehem above them. And at the bottom, there's a line that says this: "The wise still seek him." As I was signing these cards a few weeks ago for our staff and reading this phrase over and over and over again every time I picked up a new card, there's something about this phrase that just really struck me. And I'm quite certain that I've read this phrase before, maybe on other Christmas cards. The wise still seek him. The word that really strikes me is the word still. The wise still seek him. And maybe that word really strikes me because it seems like at times we live in a world in which the exact opposite is proclaimed. That if you're truly wise, the really wise people, they don't seek him. They don't believe those fairy tales about mangers and magi and God, religion. That's for all those weak-minded people, or just myths we tell our children. No, that's not true. The wise still seek him. It's unwise not to seek him. Or maybe it's because there are a lot of people in our world today, not only do they not seek after Jesus, they actually do the exact opposite. They run from him. The proud run from Jesus because they want to have control over their lives. They don't want to surrender it to God. The lustful and the gluttonous, they run from God because they love pleasure. They're slaves to their disordered passions and desires. The greedy, they run from Jesus because they love their stuff and their money, and they don't want to have to part with it. The slothful, they run from Jesus. They don't seek him. Why? Because they're lazy. They're spiritually lazy. No commitment, no desire to serve, just selfish with my own time. The wrathful run from Jesus because they're angry and vengeance must be theirs. No mercy, no compassion. The envious run from Jesus because they've believed the lie that God is not enough, and that what you have or what you have or what you have, that's what I want. That's what's going to make me happy. Many people run from Jesus, but the wise still seek him. In the gospel story for the Epiphany, one of the main characters in the gospel tonight is King Herod. The Magi come to. And King Herod really is the embodiment of those seven deadly sins I just listed off. King Herod was an evil man. He was a man steeped in sin. And upon hearing this news about this newborn king, this child, he also has a desire to seek after the child, but for very different motives than the wise men. Herod wants to seek and find the child so he can destroy him. He's afraid of a child. because he's afraid that this child could take away his power. The sad truth is that if Herod would have had faith in the child, that child could have taken away his sins and he could have been truly free. No, the wise still seek him. What do the wise men do? Yes, they sought Jesus, but what do they do when they find him? They don't want to destroy him like Herod did. When they find him, they fall on their knees and they worship him. And then they offer him gifts. This is what it means to be wise. To live a life in which I daily seek Jesus. I worship him every week right here at this altar in the Eucharist, where he's made present for me, just as he was made present in that manger to the wise men. It's the same Jesus right here on this altar for the wise to seek today. And then the wise offer gifts to Jesus. The gift of our lives, the gift of our time, the gift of our treasure. We give it all to him. Yes, many people think it's unwise to seek him. Many people actually run from him. But the wise still seek him. Let's be wise.